afternoon. Joining us for more is Michelle Jamresco, who sat in on that interview and wrote our Bloomberg News piece as well. She is Bloomberg Senior Asia Economy Reporter with me in the Singapore studio. So, Michelle, he was talking about the global rainmakers. Mm-hmm. We were talking there about what actually happens in terms of accommodating LGBTQ plus workers and their spouses too. What kind of struck out to you from the interview?
Yeah, I mean, this is a special opportunity, by the way, Jules. I mean, the Manpower Ministry isn't known to be one of the most transparent ministries. They obviously want to keep their cards close to their chest in terms of what they're looking for in this global talent, because as Minister Tan remarked to us, he doesn't want to start a bidding war if they're too specific about the fields that they're looking for. But a few things struck me from that interview and from his conversation with some of us afterward. And, you know, he really didn't want to see the salary threshold of the highlighted pass, the one so-called one pass, five-year visa for new top global talent. He didn't want that salary threshold to be too overemphasized. He said salary is just one proxy. It is a very high amount, as you remarked in the interview. This Singapore $30,000 a month is just equates to about 7,000 or 8,000 of the current employment pass holders in Singapore, a country of 5.5 million.
Really?
Yeah, the top 5% of that upper crust. So it is a very small portion, but he didn't want that to kind of discourage or kind of close people's thinking on what kind of talent they would be bringing. And Minister Tan, a medical doctor by training himself, talked about, you know, different areas of course, medical fields and other next generation and, you know, very highly sought after fields that they would be looking for. He included mRNA in that and talked about research and everything. So it was interesting to see how they wanted to open the door a little bit further to what they were looking for in this global talent.
Yeah, I think what was interesting, and I think both you and I kind of tried to push him on this too, is are you going after people from Hong Kong, that exodus, if
right.
it is that top 5%, which is predominantly people in finance or fintech? Are you trying to capitalize on the fact that expats do want to leave Hong Kong at the moment?
Yeah, a very hot issue and a question we get a lot, a very a tough one to quantify. And you won't often hear Singapore officials, you know, of course, will not be celebrating any sort of demise out of Hong Kong. And they do have a hard time conveying any sort of volume terms around how many Hong Kongers are coming here. But in terms of the talent they're seeking, yeah, what Minister Tan told us was that they're welcoming of that talent from Hong Kong, but they won't target it. So, you know, he talked a little bit about with us after about Hong Kong and Singapore always bouncing back from crises and, you know, having flows back and forth of labor and talent. And so he doesn't seem too worried about them in any case. But the nations in focus that they've been talking about lately are the ones that have updated their foreign worker visa policies. So competition for Singapore, including UAE, UK, Germany, and in this neighborhood, Thailand.
And just very quickly, we also spoke about, you know, how does this kind of sit with the local population if you're trying to attract more foreign target, and I guess more foreign workers, I should say. I guess, again, he was saying, look, these are specific jobs that at the moment we don't have enough people in Singapore to fill.
That's right. And I think he's counting on, and the other government officials are counting on kind of this message of, look, we've come out of COVID. We now have a very tight labor market. It's not the labor market we were looking at a couple years ago when they instituted some tighter rules for foreign worker hiring. So some of those rules, in fact, have been reversed around the duration of having to post a job in Singapore for local workers, that sort of thing. So he does have a tough job, and especially Minister Tan, because he has some responsibilities with MTI, which is a more external-facing ministry. But, you know, he talked about this balance and you know, just emphasized that the government needs to be honest and open about it.
Indeed. All right, Michelle, great collaborating with you on that Bloomberg piece. Michelle Jamresco, Bloomberg Senior Asia Economy Reporter with us in Singapore.